There have been some major changes in the plan in recent years, including putting much less of the extension underground, substantially lowering the cost. New changes in the draft environmental study include a bridge carrying the line over Maple and Sweet Home. Consultant Scott Siebert says other changes will affect traffic.
We're repurposing Niagara Falls Boulevard. We're going to provide one travel lane in each direction, but we're also providing an 8-foot shoulder on each side so that if a delivery truck, a garbage truck, a mail truck, whatever, is traveling up Niagara Falls Boulevard, there's ample space in the pull-off out of the flow of traffic, as well as if an emergency response vehicle is heading down Niagara Falls Boulevard.
One speaker at a public hearing yesterday in the screening room says that will bring the project right up to the front door of her home. Some of the speakers supported the plan, including one saying it would be good for global climate change since the Metro Rail uses hydropower from Niagara Falls to run the system and not fossil fuels. There are copies of the study in libraries and town halls, and there is time to file written statements. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.